encoded by N2 MP3.
89.1 WFTUTNX, the Jazz Voice, Fairleigh Dickinson University. Mark Copeland here. Jazz Influences, what you're listening to on the web at WFTU.FM and ZOversoul.com, with music from Paul Serrato. Pleasure having him back on the show after a long absence. And his new CD called More Than Red, and Sweet and Sour. So go out and get some sweet and sour, whatever. What is it? What do you like? Sweet and sour,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, sweet
pork, chicken.
I like it all, Mark.
Like, oh,
I
mean,
yeah,
okay.
I like it all.
Whatever sweet and sour,
whatever it is. Yes.
Okay.
As far as the record goes, where can they get that?
Yes.
Yeah, they can get that. Downtown Records has it on East 5th Street, 3rd Avenue. That's in Manhattan. Here in New Jersey, try Hoboken, All That Jazz.
Okay.
Ask Jorge in All That Jazz. He has it.
Now, you don't have a website yet, right?
Yes, paulserrato.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can visit me there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and they can pick
with updates. Yeah, sure enough.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. Now, being independent, as you've done over the last, 10 years or so.
Yeah, I like what you said before about DIY, do it yourself.
Yeah.
You talked to Jerry Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have you, what do you think you've learned in that period? What are the things?
Plenty.
What are the things?
Well, I never really had a great head for business, okay? But I've learned a lot about business in the meanwhile. Nationally, distribution, contact with broadcast media, but how to sell your records, get your records out, get them into stores, and keeping books and inventory, all that stuff, man, you know, which doesn't have anything to do with playing the music or writing the music, but... when you're independent, you got to do a lot of that stuff yourself, most all of it. And so, I guess I've become a better business person. I still got a long way to go, but I think that's what you learn.
Would you say it's harder? What are things that have changed in the last 10 years in terms of getting your music on radio stations, in the stores, being able to play more at clubs? What do you think has changed?
Well, what has changed as far as getting it on the radio and radio stations, that has become wonderful. It's become much more, it's become easier in a way. I know the channels and the resources and people like yourself who know me from my prior projects, so I'm not so unfamiliar.
And we were saying off air that your CD doing very well.
This is the thing. I have now, I just got the report, because the CD actually just went national about a week ago, and it's now the number 3 add-on on jazz stations across the country.
So that must be really thrilling.
It's really very thrilling. And what's really thrilling about it is that it shows that the language that I speak as a composer, as a musician, and my group speaks is a language that other people speak and respond to. Jazz, is not always the most popular music around the country, but this is doing so well, and I'm really glad that people are responding to it. So in that sense, yeah, that's something that's very gratifying.
As far as the production standpoint and the engineering, because do you help with the engineering and stuff like that?
Well, not very much. Mm. I go to the studios that I use are what I think are very good studios, and I trust the engineers, and they're studios that work a lot with jazz musicians, and the engineers like John Post up at NOLA or Carl Seltzer at Seltzer Sound. I mean, Carl Seltzer used to record UB Blake. I mean, how much better can it get for a piano player?
Right.
You know.
Try getting some of the little essence of
What am I going to say to Carl? I say, you know, he knows how to do an acoustic piano, and he knows how to do the other instruments as well, because he's used to jazz groups. And similarly, when I go uptown to, for example, NOLA. So I leave it in their hands. I trust them. And, you know, if I have a suggestion, I make the suggestion. But, I don't want to do everything, you know. Some people have expertise in certain areas. I trust them.
Right. But at least now, I mean, and this is probably one of the more gratifying things, is that you've been able to do your music the way you feel fit.
Well, yeah, that's one of the luxuries of being an independent, certainly. So I take responsibility for it. I mean, you know, the way it sounds was my decision, and the way the musicians perform it. Well, of course, I don't dictate. I mean, what you hear as far as the musicians' performances are concerned, and they like that. I present them with the chart, and I let them give them free rein with their artistic imagination and their chops.
Yeah. But you decided not to sing this time.
That's right. The prior two CDs, I did sing, but singing is another instrument, and it takes a lot of care and attention, as Jeffrey Smith, your prior guest, demonstrates very well. And to maintain that, my focus went more into writing for ensemble and not singing.
Yeah, but you have a nice voice, though. You
well,
know, I mean, with that Easy Woman, it's just like, I mean, like I said, it was just sort
oh,
of just,
I'll still do that. You know, I do that in performances.
Right,
definitely.
Right. You do sing still a lot in the live show.
I do some singing, and I have written a couple of new tunes which have lyrics which are suitable for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have such a broad voice, and I don't have the quite the flexibility that somebody like Jeffrey Smith has got. But I just try to work with what I have.
Right.
And this record, I was just so involved with the ensemble of the textures of the Latin percussion and the piano, you know, putting that together. I love that. I love playing on top of all that kind of percussion and that kind of rhythm.
Why is it called More Than Red?
Well, of course, that is one of the tracks,
right.
And I decided to title the disc More Than Red. Well, red, okay, for Latin people, you know, red represents what, I don't know, passion, fire, bullfights, I don't know.
But then you're saying you're going more than
more,
red.
Right, exactly. And so one of the tunes on the disc is called Brownout Blues. So there's blues on the disc, there's brown, so colors.
Right.
And I like to think that as you listen, you know, you will see colors.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break and we're going to go back to some more music. We're talking with Paul Serrato. More music by him. Just a few minutes. Stay tuned. 89.1 WFDU-TNIC, the jazz voice of Fairleigh Dickinson University. Mark Copeland here. Jazz Influences, what you're listening to on the web at WFDU.FM and SarahSoul.com. Paul Serrato and company. And keep some good company because these are some dynamite musicians. We're going to check out one of the tracks here called, I guess, Blue Schmooze. Is that what we're going to check out?
Blue Schmooze.
Mm-hmm. All right. And it almost looks like one of those, Horace Silver type of titles, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Horace is one of my idols. Absolutely. And I hope you hear some of the influence in my playing. There are so many influences, but Horace. I love Horace.
Okay. Let's check it out. This is Paul Serrato, More Than Red, right here on 89.1 WFDU. Blues Schmooze.
Like that New York lingo there?
Yes. Yes. Wonderful stuff there. On the Graffiti Production record labels, where you'll find him. And where will you find Paul to play?
Well, we on the ever-shifting sands of the New York club scene, the best thing to do is check the website, paulserrato.com, and we'll keep you updated where we're rounding up next.
Most of the, for people who don't know how to spell the last name, S as in Sam, E-R-R-A-T-O, one T.
Two R's, one T. The Spanish way, the Italian way is one R, two T's.
Right. So paulserrato.com, you can go and check him out. He'll tell you all the things, keep you up to date on the upcoming performances. Most of the time you do play down at the Cava House.
Well, most of the time we play downtown, different places. One of the tracks on this disc is The Knitting Factory, which is a live track, Blues for Graffiti Artist, which we're not going to hear today, but it's a live track done there. And a lot of venues downtown. You know, we're all playing our gigs around in separate venues. You know, rounding us up for a proper gig where we can do this kind of music our way is what the goal is.
Yeah, and definitely
for your listeners.
Yeah, exactly. And go out and support the music because as we saw last year with some of the club closings, like a
big ones.
Sweet Basil's closing down, Wetlands, which was known to have jazz every once in a while. You had the Latin Quarter, which closed down, and the Chicago Blues. So a lot
it,
of
all, it all started with, I guess, the domino theory, because when the Village Gate closed, wow, they all started, like, toppling.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, so you don't have too many outlets to hear a lot of new music.
No.
You know, I mean,
that's
there
true.
And Jazz Standard closed down, too. Jazz Standard closed down, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was another place that closed down. And also Cafe Arteria, which was down
Listen
there
to on the West Broadway. It's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a bad year. Very bad year. But so even more than ever that you go out and support Paul, you go out and support Jeffrey Smith and all the people who are trying to showcase new music. So you can go and tell your friends, they're like, hey, I saw this great pianist and... He's in that Easy Woman. I'm sorry. I'm just. I love
that
track.
That's on the last release. That's on Neon Palm Tree. Yeah. Get it at Tower Records.
That's right. Or on your website.
On the website.
But just remember, when you come up with the best of Paul Serrato, that song has got to be.
It will be, Mark. You can bet on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Paul, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. It's great to see. Excuse me. Great to see that you're back in the mix.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, I'm not out, man. I got a lot of projects coming up.
Okay.
There'll be many more CDs coming from the Graffiti Productions. Yeah, got a lot of things cooking.
Terrific. Well, keep us up to date on everything. And Paul was kind enough to bring a copy of the CD for a giveaway. So if you haven't won anything from us in the past 30 days, please refrain from calling. But if you haven't, then you can give a call at 201-692-2012. It's 201-692-2012, and you can get a copy of the new album called More Than Red. Paul, we're going to check out this last track called Brownout Blues. Now, I'm
actually before California, I wrote this.
No, I'm talking about the New York blackout.
Okay, but well, the time I wrote it, right after that, they started having all those rolling brownout things,
right.
So it was very timely. What I would like to say about the track, though, is unlike the two prior ones we just heard, this one will be featuring Walt Kingsley on trumpet.
Okay.
He does a beautiful job.
All right. Paul, it's a pleasure having you back on the show. Much success on the new album.
Thanks, Mark.
And keep us up to date.
Come
back again. Don't make 4 years. Don't make it 4 years, please.
Well, it won't be. I promise. Don't.
Paul, it's a pleasure having you on the show. This is Paul Serrato right here on 89.1 WFDU.